That's obviously a tough one to lose. You know, we had our opportunities. Anytime you're 1-for-4 in the red zone against a team that's 5-1 and playing pretty good, it's hard to win those type of football games. We still had a chance, still an opportunity. Obviously, they made that big play in overtime. Excellent throw by Brett. One of those plays that's got to be perfect and put it right on the money. And as I said earlier, we had our chances, but weren't able to close the deal. No, they were playing bracket coverage, and usually you got a chance right there, especially with third and yard. You got a chance to kill it if you do make it. Obviously, we didn't make it, and you got to tie it up. So thought we might catch them by surprise, not expecting a run in that situation, especially when they're bracketing the outside receivers, and did a good job up front, stuffing it, and obviously didn't make the play. I got to take a look at the film, but I thought he did a very good job for his first game. Thought he came back in the second half and made some plays. And, of course, that one penalty that we had took back a long yarder. That's what you got to do against a defense like that has an excellent front four. You're not going to get some big plays, but every once in a while when you do, you got to take advantage of it. And I thought we had one, and we called it back. I couldn't tell. Anytime you got the ball down there, you got to be able to get points. Obviously, a touchdown, and I could not tell exactly what happened.
How much did their first touchdown, the 79-yarder, change the momentum of the game for you guys?
Say it again.
How did their 79-yarder touchdown change the momentum of the game?
Well, they're going to get some big plays, and I thought we were moving the ball extremely well in the first couple drives, and obviously, they tied it up, with that big play. And then I believe in that first half, we were 0-for-3 on a few third downs. And in that last drive, I was pleased. We showed some poise, made some plays when we had to make it. And unfortunately, we couldn't put it away. Well, 55 yards with over 8 minutes left, and I thought we had a chance to push him back, and luckily we did. If the ball's at the 20-yard line, you kind of think twice. But we got great kick, 3-yard line. That's what you're hoping for, especially with that much time left. The wind was blowing a little bit, and 55 yarder, and I'm saying, hey, that's the percentages are going the other way. Well, there's a little bit different. You're dealing with the clock with no timeouts. You got 24 seconds. So, the first one's a fade. Obviously, if you do run the football and you don't get the first down, you have to do what we did. You got to kick the field goal. And if you did, we would have been able to spike it and probably get two plays left. So. Well, last week we were 3-for-3. This week we're 1-for-4. So, we didn't get it done. It's something that we work on. You want to be a good offensive football team, or, you got to score in the red zone. And anytime you're 25%, that's not good enough.
Mike, why is Jarvis Wasserman?
Why?
Jarvis Wasserman.
Just game plan after last week. We felt like he was a little bit beat up. Want to give Simeon a chance, and I'll see how he did after a look at the film. I thought so. I thought they'd try. And just reading the articles during the week and trying to establish the running game a little bit, take some of the pressure off of Brett, did not surprise me. You know what? I can't say. He wasn't ready to go. So hopefully he'll be ready for next week. Okay, thanks.